Well, Christmas is over, and now it's time to start thinking about paying for Christmas. To talk about managing holiday debt, we've reached Alison Griffiths. She's the host of Maxed Out on the W Network, and she co-writes the Portfolio Doctor column in the Toronto Star. Good morning.
Good morning, Jane.
So where do you recommend starting to deal with the Christmas debt that people might have racked up?
Well, there's a couple of strategies that you can enact right away. First of all is to tackle your high interest debt. By that I mean that high interest credit card debt, like 19 or 20%, or the retail card debt, which can be even worse, as much as 30%. Pay the minimums on your lower interest debt. Often that's a credit line or a home equity line of credit, and that could be 2 to 4% of the balance, and then just throw everything else onto your high interest debt. That's a good strategy to pay down the debt quicker. And I've got two other sort of belt-tightening strategies. One is to do without something or a couple of somethings. For example, that latte or fancy coffee once a day or lunches out. If you go out for lunch, say, 3 times a week with your friends at work and you have a fancy coffee every day, that's $250 a month. So just cut something out completely. And the third thing is, and this can be a little tougher for some people, is to make an across-the-board 10% cut. Just cut everything in your discretionary expenditures. I'm talking about things like groceries, entertainment, anything like that. Cut it by 10%. And then, of course, the strategy only works if you devote the savings directly to your Christmas debt.
I guess people have to remember that they do have to pull back, that they have to spend less. They've got to find the money to get that debt paid down.
I think that is really a good way of looking at it. And one of the problems that we have today, and particularly in the post-holiday season, is that when you have debt, we tend to pay it down with other debt. So people will go into overdraft in order to pay off high-interest credit card debt, or if they've got a buy-now-pay-later kind of a debt, they will juggle it to a lower-interest credit card, something like that. And really, the solution is ridiculously simple. You just have to rein in your spending horns and stop spending as much, and that's the way to get your debt paid down as quickly as possible.
Okay, consolidating debt, yes or no?
Well, it can be a good strategy. It doesn't work if you do it again and again and again, because all you're doing then is juggling debt. You're moving debt from one place to another. You're not actually reducing your debt. I think if you can make it, if you can be disciplined and say, okay, I am going to consolidate, I'm going to take all my credit card debt, I'm going to take my credit line debt, I'm going to throw it all into one big pot, consolidate, hopefully at a lower average interest rate, and it's a one-time solution, and I'm going to smack myself up the side of the head and say, I'm not going to do this again, it's fine. What I find, though, is people tend to do it over and over again. Every 2 or 3 years, they try to take out, or they take out a consolidation loan. So if you can do it once, yes, it is a good way. You can drop your interest rate, average interest rate, by as much as 5 or 6%.
What about people who cash in their RRSPs to pay off debts?
Oh, Jane, I hate to hear that. I really, really do. I think that's a last resort. On the other hand, if you have 29 or 30% debt, it's tempting. The problem, of course, is that you have a withholding immediately when you remove money from your RRSPs, and you're going to pay tax for most people. I think the bigger problem, though, is not that immediate pain, although, you know, in the post-holiday season, you think, oh, any way I can get out of debt is okay with me. The problem is if you take out $2,000 or $3,000 right now, it can take you years to actually pay that back in, and that's the biggest problem. And when you're looking at money that could have been sitting there for 10 or 15 or 20 years, the opportunity cost of what that money's going to earn is huge.
So you just have to pretend it doesn't exist. It's not an option. It's out there. Don't touch it.
No, but something else is your cell phone. I find that typically families can spend $200 on their cell phone every month. Maybe everybody in your family, if you have a family and everyone's got a cell phone, and probably you do if you've got a family of 4 or 5, get out the garbage bag and put all your cell phones in there and do without those for 3 or 4 months, and bang, your holiday debt is gone.
Now, I noticed you've also mentioned something about going to your employers and asking them to take off less tax to get more money to pay off debts.
Yeah,
will employers do that?
Yes, you can. Now, the larger employers can take a little more time in that you have to go visit human resources and say, well, you know, I've got a tax refund every single year, and I'd rather have the money in my pocket rather than the government. If you get, for example, a $1,200 tax return or refund rather every single year, that's $100 a month. You know, put that in your pocket instead. The other strategy is to do your tax return really early, like as soon as you can possibly get your tax slips. And if you can get your tax return in early February, mid-February, it's going to be so early, you're going to get your refund back almost immediately. Stick that on your desk.
And then quickly for next year, planning.
The big thing is, first of all, budget and start thinking about it early. But here's a really good strategy. The producer of my show, Maxed Out, every year in January or February, they put $1,000 in the GIC to come due at the beginning of December, and there's their Christmas money. They don't spend any more than that. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Okay. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alison Griffiths is the host of Maxed Out on the W Network.